Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Nobody
wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions.
Uh-huh.
And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our
life. Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happen when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that thing, see you home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys laugh. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah. consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Thank everybody, amen, who is called in, everybody who is tuned in, everybody that's on the way to call in on tonight, amen. We want to welcome everybody to Fiddle Premier. We got that word. Bless the name of the Lord, and we thank God for everybody on tonight, amen. Before we get started, let's go to the throne of grace with some prayer at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before your throne of grace on tonight, Lord, and we want to tell you thanks. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you bestowed upon us, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to be here in your name. And we want to ask that your Holy Spirit be present and that it move in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We want your presence to dominate the conversation on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do, all the revelation knowledge that you're about to drop in our hearts, Lord. We thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless God on tonight. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Once again, everybody called in to tune in. Praise God. We got that word on tonight. Amen. We're going to be looking at a couple of topics. Hallelujah. On today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And of course, praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. Once again, praise God. We thank everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio listening in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody that's getting ready, just called in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everybody that's on the way. Amen. We are going to have a blessed time in the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, one topic, amen, we want to, amen, start with on today. Praise God is the topic. Hallelujah. That I've been wondering about, amen, and meditated on since I was a kid, praise God, hallelujah. That topic, amen, praise God. We got it written in the announcement is, are you the preacher police, praise God, hallelujah. Meaning, praise God, as a minister, pastor, amen, praise God, even as a member of the congregation, hallelujah, is it your job, is it, amen, your duty, praise God, hallelujah, amen, is it your assignment, hallelujah, to regulate or to mandate how somebody else preaches the gospel, or whether or not, even if somebody else preaches the gospel. Praise God. In other words, you know, there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, I didn't clear that person, or I don't know that person, praise God. I ain't never associated with them because I don't know them, praise God, or because I don't agree with their message, or for whatever reason, praise God, hallelujah. We tend to talk down on them people, praise God, alienate them, tell people, you know, they fake, they follow. Some of us go as far as go straight to them and tell them, hey, you fake, you false, you shouldn't be out here preaching, praise God, amen, or whatever the case may be, praise God, hallelujah. This is a topic been around forever, praise God, amen, in every way of life, somebody always got some better way for you to be doing something, or some other way for you to be doing something, or if you don't know me, you shouldn't be doing this, or, you know, whatever the case may be, praise God. But when we go to the scripture on this subject, praise God, hallelujah. You know, the subject is, are you the preacher for a reason? The job to regulate and mandate other ministers, other preachers, praise God. When we go to Mark, matter of fact, let's go to Luke chapter 9. Verse 49. Praise God. Luke chapter 9, verse 49. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, and John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbid him because he followeth not us. And Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Praise God, hallelujah. So in this instance, praise God, John, amen, praise God. John, you know, that's the disciple in whom Jesus loved. John, amen, the one who said, you know, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. John, amen, who was always there with Jesus, one of the three who were up there on the Mount of Transfiguration, one of the three that were the first three to be called to be a disciple, one of the three which he chose to watch him as he went and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane the night in which he was captured, praise God, hallelujah. John was telling him, amen, and he was saying it like he did a good thing. Amen. He said, we found somebody out there casting out devils, and they was using your name. So it was somebody out there casting out devils in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it was somebody out there doing the work of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he said, but we forbid him not because he followeth not us. Praise God, hallelujah. In other words, we don't know him. He's not a member of our congregation. Praise God. He's not a member of our tribe. Praise God. He's not a member of our group. Praise God. So they forbid him. In other words, they told him, you shouldn't be preaching. You shouldn't be teaching. You shouldn't be out here casting out devils in the name of Jesus because you're not following us. Praise God. Now, we got to look at those key words, praise God, in which John is using. Amen. John said, hallelujah, amen, we forbid him. We forbid him because he followeth not us. Praise God. He followeth not us. Praise God. Not that he don't follow you. Praise God. He didn't say we forbid him because he don't follow you. We forbid him because he doesn't follow us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus told them, hallelujah, amen, amen. He said, forbid him not. In other words, don't do that. Praise God. Don't forbid him to cast out demons in my name. Praise God, hallelujah. Because the thing is, it's not about me, dog. Praise God. It's not about who's following God. Hallelujah. It's about who's following Jesus. It's not about who agrees with your doctrine, who follows your doctrine. Praise God. Amen. It's not about who preaches in your church, who's ordained by you. Hallelujah. It's not about if you called them out, you pointed them out. Praise God. That's beside the point. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, if he is not against us, he is for us. Now, I want you to see something in the text right here, because Jesus is saying us. John is saying us. Praise God. But it's two different us. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when John is talking, John said, we forbid him because he followeth not us. His we and his us are the same people. The disciples, me and the disciples. Not Jesus. Jesus ain't included in his us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is separated from his us. Jesus is separated from his we. He has not included Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. In fact, you might want to say he has put himself almost in the front. Praise God, because he said he's using your name, but he's not following us. Praise God, hallelujah. And it's a lot of preachers out there that go out there, amen, and talk down on another preacher, another minister of gospel, and say, hallelujah, he's out there preaching Jesus, hallelujah, but he's not in my ministry. Praise God, hallelujah. He's out there preaching Jesus, but he's not doing it the way I would do. Praise God, hallelujah. He's out there preaching Jesus, amen, but he's under the wrong kind of leadership. He needs to be under my leadership, praise God, hallelujah, amen. See, Jesus is saying if he ain't with you, if he ain't against you, he's with you. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Let's look at Mark 9 and 38, hallelujah. Mark 9 and 38. This is the same story, praise God, but I want you to see it's in two different gospels by two different writers. Praise God, hallelujah. Mark 9, chapter 9, verse 38, and it reads, and John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, in thy name, and he followeth not us. And we forbid him because he followeth not us. Praise God, hallelujah. But this is interesting in this part, because he kind of put it all together. He say, he followeth not us, and we forbid him because he followeth not us. So the sole reason that they are forbidding him from casting out devils is because he's not following them. That's it. That's the sole reason. It ain't because of his bedside manner. It ain't because he's a hypocrite. Hallelujah. It ain't because, amen, he's preaching the wrong doctrine. It ain't because he's doing the wrong thing. It's simply because he's not following them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of people out there, you might be going through this. You might be wondering why people are coming against me. Praise God, hallelujah, because you're not following them. That's why they're coming against you. Praise God, hallelujah. It's a lot of people that tell you you shouldn't prophesy to people. You shouldn't preach to people. Hallelujah, amen. You shouldn't give a personal word when God tell you to give a personal word. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And they're not doing it for no other reason than the fact that you're not with them. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. People are always trying to recruit, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. They trying to recruit in the church, hallelujah. Amen, they trying to recruit in the world. Everybody's always trying to recruit. We want people on our team. We want people on our side. We want people on our squad. We want our pews filled up. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want all these things done. We want the people. Hallelujah. We want the numbers. Hallelujah. Praise God. They wouldn't have had a problem with him casting out devils if he was with them, if he was following them. Hallelujah. But because he's not following them, he can't do, hallelujah, amen, according to them, what God wants, what God, hallelujah, wants him to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Simply because, hallelujah, he's not with them. He's not following. Praise God, them. The key, one of those key words is following. Praise God, hallelujah. When you follow, that means somebody else is leading. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Some people want to be your leader. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. God can put you out there and they say, well, you need some guidance. You need some leadership. Hallelujah. You need somebody to mold you and shape you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And for some people, that's what the Holy Spirit is for. Some people, God just got out there. Hallelujah. And you want to get offended because I don't want to join your ministry or I don't want to follow your group. Hallelujah. Amen. Or I don't want to be down with your denomination. I don't want to go to your church. So therefore, you want to forbid people, hallelujah, not to preach the gospel, not to do what God has called them to do because they're not doing it with you. Praise God. But Jesus answered and said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, what is he saying here, Elder? Praise God. Hallelujah. He's saying, amen, you can't speak in my name. You can't be using my name to do these miracles and then talk bad on my name. But what he's telling them is this is a good thing. Praise God. He's telling John, this is a good thing. Because he said, think about it. He's telling John to really think about this, John. Hallelujah. They can't be against you if they're using the name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they can't say that there's evil in the name of Jesus and then use the name of Jesus to cast out demons. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what we call an oxymoron. That's when two things in the same sentence cancel out each other because it makes no sense. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he says, they can't speak evil of me if they're using my name to do good. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is a good thing. Hallelujah. John, don't stop forbidding people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. From using the name of God. And once scripture, I believe, he said, should we call down the fire from heaven as Elijah did? Praise God. Hallelujah. As Elijah did, he wanted to kill the man. Praise God. And he wanted to do it in the most harsh way. He wanted to call down the fire from heaven. And he wanted to burn the man up for preaching the gospel, hallelujah, and not following him. Hallelujah. We got to get this straight. You're not going to be come against for preaching the gospel. Praise God. You don't be come against for preaching the gospel and not following them. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's the whole reason why they killed Jesus. Well, one of them at least. First of all, you not on our team. Anybody who has the kind of influence you got, we need to have you on our squad. Hallelujah. We can't have nobody with that kind of influence out there, and he ain't on our team. See, we don't have a problem with you having influence. We have a problem with you being on the wrong side having influence. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I don't care if you got influence or not. If you on my side, you on the right side. Hallelujah, praise God. Whether you're following John, amen, whether you're following Paul, or whether you're following Matthew, praise God, hallelujah, as long as you're following me, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. As long as you follow with Jesus, you are following the line. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Amen. So when we look at the subject of should we, amen, be policing the preacher? Praise God. First of all, another scripture Jesus said before, you can remove, amen, the speck of dirt out of your brother's eye. First, you got to remove the plank out of yours. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In other words, amen, you can't be out there being the preacher police, amen, and you don't even know, hallelujah, amen, the law yourself, the entire law yourself in order to police somebody else on the law. Praise God. You can't be making infractions of the law, hallelujah, amen, and then trying to police somebody else, amen, on the law. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. On today, hallelujah, we're going to move on to our next subject. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to Luke 5. Luke 5. Praise God. The 5 verse 18. Luke chapter 5, verse 18. Amen. Luke chapter 5, verse 18. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, and behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way that they might bring him in, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven. Praise God. And the subject of this scripture is going to be, do you have enough faith in Jesus to get me to him? Do you have enough faith in Jesus to get me to him? Now let's back up to verse number 18. And behold, whenever you see and behold, it's just saying look. It's this is to bring attention to what, but despite what's been said before, behold, the writer wants you to pay special attention to what's about to be said. So he says, and behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and lay him before him. Now, palsy means he was paralyzed. He could not move. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was stuck in the bed that he was in. Amen. So we have to identify what was wrong with the man. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man was paralyzed. He was in the bed. And some men had him.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Some men had him. Amen. And they desired to get him to Jesus. Praise God. And the only way they could get him to Jesus. Amen. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to keep this other line from closing down. Whoever was on.
This call is being recorded.
Amen. Okay, there we go. Praise God. Okay, praise God. So So it says, and behold, the man brought in a man. He was paralyzed. Amen. And they wanted to get him to Jesus. They wanted to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is where the faith comes in at. Praise God. But you have to understand about this scripture. This scripture is telling us a couple of things. And one main thing is this scripture is not about the man in the bed. Well, it depends on how you look at it. In the context I'm bringing it from today, it's not really about the man in the bed. It's about the man that's bringing the man in the bed. Just notice that it says in the entire 18 and 19, it never talks about the attitude of the man. Praise God. It never said the man was anxious to get to God. It never said the man asked the man to bring him to Jesus. It never said the man didn't believe that Jesus could heal him. It did not say what kind of attitude the man had. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is where I want to try to stretch your mind a little bit, and I want you to think for a second, just for a second, praise God, that maybe the attitude of the man didn't matter. Praise God, hallelujah. What mattered was the faith of the men around the man. Praise God, hallelujah. Because we all know those people. We got those people that don't believe nothing's going to work. Hallelujah, amen. We got people believe the government don't do it. We got people believe that God don't do it. Praise God. Then we got people believing a little bit of both of them, and then we got people don't believe in the whole world come to an end, everybody going to hell. We might as well just have fun now and get it over with. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have those kind of people. We got those kind of people. We tell them all the time, you come to church. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to get God in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they say God can't even help. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you have those people that say, if you can get me to church, I know I can change my life. If I can get it to that house. Hallelujah, amen. So we got all kind of different kind of people, hallelujah, stuck in these situations, hallelujah, amen, with different kind of attitudes. But this scripture did not address the attitude of this man. It could have been positive. It could have been negative. It could have been, we'll see what happens when we get there. Praise God. Why? Because the attitude of this man was not important. The attitude of your child ain't important. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know they say, hey, ain't nothing going to work. Mama, I hate you. Daddy, I wish you was dead. All that they say and all that. Praise God. Hallelujah. The attitude, hallelujah, this don't really sound crazy. The attitude of your spouse isn't important. The attitude of your coworkers, hallelujah, aren't important. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The only attitude that's important, hallelujah, amen, the only mindset that's important, amen, in the situation is yours. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we would go back up and say the man brought the man who was paralyzed, amen, to see Jesus. They couldn't find a way in. Verse 19, and when they could not find by what way that they might bring him in, because of the multitude. It was so many people in the house that they couldn't figure out how they could get them through the door. Praise God, that's how crowded it was. Praise God, but they did not let this stop them. Once again, it's still not saying the attitude of the man. The man didn't, you don't hear nothing. Not once the man say, I got to get there some kind of way. Praise God, or we might as well give up. The place is crowded. Hallelujah. You don't hear nothing about the mindset of the man at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But it says, when they cannot find a way to bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the rooftop and let him down through the tile with his couch in the midst before Jesus. Praise God. So when they seen they didn't give up. They found another way to get the man to Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what is that telling us? A lot of times we think we have a way, hallelujah, to get this person to Jesus. We think we have a way, amen, praise God, amen, to get this person to see the light, to get this person the word. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But that way ain't working because too many people have already tried this way. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. You ever met somebody and they say, I've been through this too many times? Praise God, hallelujah. See, the multitude that went through the door. Praise God, hallelujah. Everybody else went through the door. Everybody else has went this way. Praise God, hallelujah. And not only that, I got extra baggage with me. Hallelujah, praise God. I got a man on a bed. Hallelujah. He ain't walking on his own wheel. Praise God. We got to carry him on this bed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they could have given up at any time because this ain't for them. It don't say that they related to him. It don't say it was their brother. It don't even say it was their friend. Praise God. The relationship between the men and the man is also unknown. Why? Because it doesn't matter the relationship. If you see somebody need to get to God, whether they friend, family, or foe, or a sworn enemy, praise God, hallelujah, it is your job as a child of God to get them to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. It is your job as a child of God to get them to God. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So you got the men, they done went up on the rooftop. They had to find another way. Praise God. They didn't give up. Praise God. They didn't just take them to church because there's so many people in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. The preacher's just preaching. Like right now, I'm just preaching. This is not a detailed message that is catered to one person sitting in front of me. This is for everybody to listen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So many people listening. Amen. Praise God. Maybe a few people are catching because that's who it's for. Hallelujah, praise God. That's how many people, amen, you could say were at this door that were in this house. There were so many, hallelujah, praise God, that they had to find another way. Hallelujah. Sometimes church don't always work all the time. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. There are other methods. That goes back to the what we just talked about, being the preaching police. You can't police the gospel because the gospel is different for everybody. Praise God, hallelujah. I can't go to him over there and talk to him over there like I talk to him over here because these are two different people. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But you on the outside looking in will down talk somebody because you don't understand. Many times they ask Jesus, what is he doing over there with them sinners? Eating and drinking with them sinners. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It didn't look churchy like it should look. Praise God. He wasn't talking to the right, hallelujah, people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus himself came and said, I got to do it a different way than you've been doing. Praise God. I got to go the extra mile. Hallelujah. Praise God. To get the word implanted into the hearts of the lost sheep of Israel, praise God, hallelujah. And maybe that's why Jesus was impressed by these men, because they went the extra mile to do something that didn't, the scripture doesn't say this benefited them at all. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. When you really think about Jesus coming to die for us and our sins, what the benefit, hallelujah, was all for us. Hallelujah, so we can reconcile with him. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. It would have been easier to just start over. Praise God, hallelujah. Create another Adam, create another Eve, kill the rest of us, start all over. Praise God. Maybe it'll go right this time. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. But instead of doing what was easy, he did what was hard. It would have been easy for these men to say, you know what, we tried. Praise God, hallelujah. But instead they walked up on the roof and found a way to lower him. Hallelujah. In the midst of the living room where Jesus was teaching. Praise God, hallelujah. And when he saw their faith. Praise God, hallelujah. But he saw their faith. Hallelujah, praise God. He said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee, praise God, because he saw their faith. He, once again, this has nothing. He received a healing. He received a forgiveness. He received a deliverance, hallelujah, not because of anything that he did. It wasn't because of his faith, praise God. It was because of the faith, amen, of the man that got him to Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. That's why I say it doesn't matter what your child's attitude is. Drag him to church anyway, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't matter that person's perception of things, this ain't going to work, that ain't going to work. Where is your faith, though? Praise God. You got to understand, these men had enough faith for the next man. Praise God. If faith was a bank account, these men's bank account was running over with faith. They have so much faith, they could give somebody else some faith. You ain't got enough faith? Well, let me co-sign your faith. Praise God, hallelujah, because your faith ain't going to clear. But if I co-sign, glory to God, hallelujah, when God sees my signature on them, hallelujah, he going to look at my faith credit score. Praise God, and because of my faith credit score, he's going to grant you what you need. Hallelujah, praise God. This man was in bed, and we find out when Jesus heals the man that he's been dead because of his sin. Hallelujah. He didn't say you are healed. You have been cleansed. Praise God. He says your sin. Hallelujah. He said, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this has nothing to do with infirmity. This had everything to do with sin. This man was laid up in a bed of his own sin. And some people saw him laid up in the bed of sin, in the bed of iniquity. Glory to God, hallelujah. And said, the only way he can get up out that bed of sin is if I get him to Jesus. Praise God. Whether or not he's a willing participant or not, hallelujah, praise God. It used to be back in the day that they was the old folks used to force you to do stuff. And people now, you know, we ain't forcing nobody to do nothing no more. They grown, they can do what they want to do. Back in the day, they didn't care how grown you were. They would drag you to church, praise God. Especially when they found out when you was in trouble. Praise God. They find out you done been in jail. They find out you done lost your job. They find out your marriage in trouble. They come to your house and make you come to church on Sunday, but we don't do that no more because we want everybody to exercise free will and you can do what you want to do. You're responsible for your own self. Praise God. And that's the problem. We have made everybody responsible for their own self. We're no better than Cain. When Cain asked God, am I my brother's keeper? Am I responsible for him? Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's easier for us to sit back and watch people go to hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's easier for us to sit back and watch people lay, hallelujah, in a bed of their sins than to try to drag them to church. Hallelujah. Try to rip the roof off the place and get them to Jesus. It's easier for us to say, hey, they grown. Hallelujah. Hereby taking the responsibility off of us and putting it on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, elder, they grown. Hallelujah. They ain't like they children. They know what they doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. According to this scripture, this man was grown. He didn't say, boy, child, your sins are forgiven. He said, man, your sins are forgiven. So some other men saw a man, a grown man. Hallelujah. Amen. That needed some healing. Praise God, hallelujah. They needed some redemption, and they knew the only person that could do that was Jesus. And so they made it up in their mind that they had to get him to Jesus. See, this is the thing. The problem is, Thank you, Lord. The problem is you ain't did it because you really don't believe. See, these men did it because they really believed it. They could have took the man dragging and screaming, crawling and screaming to Jesus. Praise God, because they had confidence. Hallelujah. They would not have climbed upon the roof and lowered this man down. Hallelujah. If they did not have confidence that Jesus was going to heal. Hallelujah. Praise God. The problem is we don't have that confidence. Praise God. We don't realize that the scripture is true and that we battle not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. But against principalities and wicked and evil spirits that are not of this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. We say it, but we don't believe. That's why we won't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't think Jesus can help that person. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the thing is, the Lord said we're not being honest about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're shifting responsibility when you're the one with the faith problem. You're the one that don't believe God can do it for that child. God could do it for that spouse. God could do it for that friend. You just don't believe it, and so that's why you allow that person to stay in whatever state they're in because of your unbelief. See, this is the thing. They are the unbeliever. You are the believer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Therefore, the being the believer, you should be able to make the non-believer a believer. There's no doubt that this man got about that man and left a believer. Hallelujah. When he left, he had no doubt that Jesus was who he said he was, that Jesus could do what he said he could do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He may not have believed before, but he believes now. But it's no doubt that the men that lowered him down believed from day one. From day one, they had no doubt. It's hard to accept and hard to believe, praise God, because now we have to shift to the aspect that we have to take responsibility for the lives of our brothers and sisters as well, because when you could have helped, you did. It's almost the same as you could have fed them, but you didn't. You had food for them to eat, but you didn't give it to them because you figured they was going to die anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't getting them to God because you said, well, God can't help anyway. They're not going to listen to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So because of your faith, that non-believer remains a non-believer. Hallelujah. Which begs the question, are you really a believer? Because it's one thing to believe for yourself, but God wants to know, can you believe for somebody else? Praise God. And this person is a person that could not walk. Hallelujah. Because he was paralyzed. Hallelujah. Amen. He might have been a quadriplegic. He may have been a paraplegic. Hallelujah. But he did not have the use of his limbs. Praise God. Amen. For whatever reason. Hallelujah. Because of his sin. Bless the name of the Lord. But these men said, if we could just get him to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the question is, I guess today is, where is your faith? As strong as these men. Some of us don't have faith enough for ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How are you going to have faith enough for somebody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But these men were different. These men had enough faith, hallelujah, in Jesus. Amen. Praise God that they didn't need an appointment. Hallelujah. Amen. They wasn't worried about the repercussions of them, you know, Lord going up on somebody else's roof. Praise God. Hallelujah. They had that much faith in God. That they say, we're going to do whatever it takes to get this man to Jesus, and ain't nothing going to stop us. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing going to stop us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to be able to do this. And not, it's easy for you to do this when this is your child, this is your spouse, this is your coworker, your friend. praise God. But we don't know, once again, the relationship between this man and these men. This could have been a stranger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier, it could be an enemy. We don't know, praise God, because the relationship isn't important. What's important is the assignment, and the assignment is to get everybody to Jesus that you can. Hallelujah, and any way that you can. Praise God. Your way may not be like everybody else's way. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. But don't be discouraged when, like we were talking about the preacher police, hallelujah, don't get discouraged when your ministry don't work just going through the door. So sometimes you got to be unorthodox. You got to go up on the roof. Hallelujah. Your ministry might be different. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You might have to do some things, amen, that the multitude didn't have to do. Praise God. But watch this. God ain't going to see the faith that the multitude had. Hallelujah. He's going to see the faith that you had. The faith that you had to tear the roof off. Hallelujah. To get some people to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we don't know what happened to these men. These men lowered this man and left. Hallelujah. Because they did what they had to do. Hallelujah. And that was get this man to God. They didn't ask for nothing for themselves. Praise God. They didn't ask for a healing. They didn't ask for a touch. They didn't ask for a dime. They didn't ask for a referral fee. Praise God. Some of us want referral fees. We want some kind of acknowledgement. We want you to give a speech. Make sure you put my name in it. Praise God. If it had not been for Elder Andre bringing me to church on Sunday, I wouldn't be saved today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want acknowledgement. Amen. For everything. Praise God. When God is the one that deserves the glory. Hallelujah. He said he saw their faith. Faith is defined as a strong belief. A strong belief in Jesus. Remember the centurion soldier. Jesus was always impressed by the fact that people would come to him and say, do this, I know you can do. I know you can do. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't offended by the fact that they knew he could do it. He was impressed. You know I can do this? Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't seen this much faith. This is what he told the centurion. I ain't seen this much faith in all of Israel. The church ain't got as much faith as you, and you don't even go to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you believe I can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, it's all about the belief. That's why it says, do you have enough faith? Hallelujah, to get me to him. Because it ain't about my faith, because if I'm in the world, I ain't got none. Praise God. If I'm a lost sheep, I ain't got no faith. My faith is that I'm lost. Hallelujah, praise God. But do you have enough faith that if you get me to Jesus? See, the faith ain't in me. The faith ain't in you. The faith is in Jesus. The only faith you got in yourself is that you can get me there. Hallelujah, praise God. If I could just get him there, hallelujah, Jesus can heal our land. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we're getting ready to get out of here. We're getting ready to close in a minute, but we got to go back and ask the question, so where is your belief system at? Hallelujah, because once again, your belief don't have nothing to do with the person in which is in your mind right now as this sermon is going on. Hallelujah. The person that's in your mind that you say, that person is just too far gone. Hallelujah. That person out of there. Praise God. Ain't nothing going to help that person. Praise God. They don't. Hallelujah. Amen. So where is your faith? If you believe nothing can help that person. Praise God. There's some people out there believe if I could just get to the Dr. Phil show. Hallelujah. Dr. Phil can straighten all this stuff out, you know, because he know what he talking about. He can get all this straight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people believe that. Hallelujah. Amen. But we got to believe. Some people not that married believe if I can get to the divorce court and talk to Judge Faith. Hallelujah. She can straighten this marriage out, get us some counseling, and everything will be fine. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we got to have the faith that if we could just get to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus should be the first option. Hallelujah. Remember what always got me about they always brag about the woman with the issue of blood, but understand, she spent out her, Jesus was the last resort. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus was the last resort. Amen. He was going on last. Hallelujah. Praise God. That was the last thing he was that she went to. Hallelujah. After she had spent all her money on the doctors, all her money in worldly remedies, all her money on this, that, and another, now she want to come and touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Jesus should have been the first option. Praise God. Amen. We go to every other avenue before we go to God. Hallelujah. We go to every other option before we go to God, but we got to have enough faith that we can get to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the Lord said, you know how messed up you were. Praise God. Amen. You know where your belief system was before somebody got you to God. Hallelujah. Don't think that somebody wasn't praying to you. Don't think that you decided on your own that you just go, I'm going to get up and go get saved and give my life over to God. Praise God. No, somebody else was praying for you. Somebody put your name on the altar. Somebody else got you to God. Hallelujah. That's why you changed your mind. That's why you are a different person than what you used to be. Praise God. Because somebody else had faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. That Jesus can heal you. That Jesus can change you. Somebody else had that kind of faith in you. I mean, in Jesus for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now Jesus says it's time for you to have enough faith in him for someone else. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. You need to have faith in him. Hallelujah. Praise God for someone else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they watching you. Hallelujah. You say you saved. You say this. You say that. Praise God. Hallelujah. They watching you. Hallelujah. That might how you get them there. That might be the unorthodox way to get them there by leading by example. They might just be watching you, and they might just follow you to Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. That might be your way of tearing the roof off. Hallelujah. I'm feeling cold, but I got it. The Lord said we got the whole thing about tearing the roof off is it was done a different way than everybody else did it. Praise God. It was done a different way than everybody else did it. The multitude went through the door. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they tore the roof off. Hallelujah. And were able to land this guy in the middle. Hallelujah. Amen. Which meant they literally, I think that's where we get some of these terms we use today. They went above and beyond. They literally did. They literally went above, they went up, and they went beyond the multitude in order to lower him into the midst. The midst means the middle. Hallelujah, praise God. They had to do it differently than everybody. There's no doubt there's some other sick people there. Hallelujah, amen. I know sometimes we feel like we're the only one. I'm the only one going through this. No, it was other sick people there, but these are the only people that took extraordinary measures, hallelujah, to get them in God. Everybody got a church. Praise God, hallelujah. Everybody preaching on street corners. Everybody, hallelujah. Jesus will go to your house and eat dinner with you. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't know what he said to Nicodemus, but him and Nicodemus went in there and they ate. By the time they got through eating, Nicodemus was repenting, making everything right. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, you done brought salvation to your household. Praise God. Hallelujah. All over a dinner. It didn't take a, it wasn't five Sundays of sermons. It wasn't, hallelujah, being on the altar all night praying for the Holy Ghost. It took a dinner. Hallelujah. A conversation over dinner. Praise God to change, hallelujah, this man. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord said, this is the season where it's time to do things different. Hallelujah. It's time to switch things up. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been doing it the same way like the multitude. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you do it the same way, you're going to be at the end of the line. Hallelujah. Praise God. You, in order to, hallelujah, get to where Jesus is, hallelujah, you're going to have to do some things differently. Hallelujah. You're going to have to tear the roof off. You're going to have to go above and beyond. Hallelujah. What everybody else is doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on today. We thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah on today. Once again, that was Luke 5. Amen. Chapter 18. Amen. Through 20. Praise God. Hallelujah. If y'all wanted the scripture on the preacher police, praise God. Mark 9, chapter 38, and Luke 9, chapter 40. Nine. Praise God on today. Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in, tuned in on today. Hallelujah. Everybody out there watching the video. If you're watching the video, it is pre-recorded. Hallelujah. Amen. You can catch us every Sunday in the detail box on your screen. Praise God. I tell you all the details where you can call in to the live show, be a part of the live show, give your opinion. We normally have some open mic questions. Hallelujah, since we didn't have that many callers, amen. We just went ahead and did the word today. Praise God. Calling next week, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can have some open mic questions, amen. But join us with a word again. Hallelujah. On next week, we thank God for each and every one of y'all. We're going to go ahead and pray, amen, and we're going to get out of here all today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, help us to have faith. Faith in you for somebody else, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, first help us to build the faith in you for ourselves. Hallelujah. So that we can, hallelujah, have faith for others also, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. We thank God once again for everybody called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. We're going to see y'all next week. Praise God. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave y'all with Change Me by Tamela Mann. Praise God.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. Worship you. Change. just created me a clean.
Yeah. Let's give the Lord another hand for it.
Yeah.
Talk about sowing and reaping, gifts and surprises, all of those things. But I've been being, people have been blessing me here lately, you know. I some people call me to go to work, and I tell them, I don't think I feel like it. Praise God. But then somebody will come by and, you know, put $100 in my hand or something like that, or somebody just come by and just drop some money on me. And lately I've just been, haven't had to go to work in a month or two, you know, and still been doing the same thing, you know, spending money, you know, like giving to feed people, stuff like that. And then sometimes people just be coming around just blessing me lately.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, is what you build up in your beginning will be what you receive in your end.
Amen. Amen.
And so it's time to start building now. I remember Pastor Corey would say, if you don't put nothing in, you can't get nothing out. But it's another way she used to put it. But putting
whatever,
it in.
Whatever you plant is coming up. Yeah. So if you got a whole thing of corn and you don't plant it, you're not ready for that.
Amen.
If you plant,
amen.
You go into your future.
Yeah.
Back to harvest.
Amen. And so we need to start sowing into your future.
Yes.
Each time you give now, whatever you give, you're sowing into your future.
We learn how to become a gift of giving.
Yeah, if it don't be even in anything, you're always sowing into your future.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're young and don't educate yourself now, you're going to be making $10 an hour later. Mm-hmm. And then you blame it on somebody else. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't take time to sow into your present for your future. So if it works all the way down, amen?
Yes.
And so if we don't do nothing now, you haven't put up anything for the future, amen?
Amen.
If you don't accept Jesus now, you won't have nothing for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is now unto then. Amen?
Yeah.
And so let's all start sowing so you can have something later on. Mm-hmm. And so now if you've been sowing, you don't know why people give it to you, but bless you, but people bless you that don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
And you even want, well, here, man, here's $20. Here. Don't pay for your food. Here. You know, and then you'll say, let's go, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's learn that's going to be a lesson, amen. What you do now is going to be your return later. You know, it's kind of like Social Security. If you don't put no Social Security in, you ain't going to draw none later on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nothing to draw. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So let's learn that as a given thing. God would always give it back to you. Somehow, amen.
Amen.
Well, today, you know, I'm not going to minister today. We have Bishop Andre
Prevost.
It's a two. Is it Andre? Andre?
Yeah, well, one's an elder, one's a bishop.
All right. We've got Elder Prevost, amen. Praise God. He's going to give a word for us today. And he come up from Houston to be with us. And we want he and his wife. And I thank God for he and his wife coming up from Houston to be part of us. Amen.
Amen.
And so I just praise God for that. I'm saying God is working. I said, God's going to send some people here to help him all the time. Amen. I don't care how he does it, he's going to do it. And I've got my faith built that God is going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Gainsayers, then God's going to say, it's what I've done, and now you yourself. Amen.
Amen.
So then, Brother Andre Prevost, Elder, we call him Bishop Andre Prevost, he'll come up and give a word, and his wife, I'm bad with names.
Aisha
Prevost, amen. Both here, y'all have to tell me your name sometimes, because I could be around you 15 years.
Or has it been 20? She's been around us over 20 years, and I still get her name wrong. And so I said, just answer when I say something. Let's all stand for Mr. Prevost, amen. He's on he does the Care Radio Network, amen. Care Radio Network. And so y'all need to listen in some night. Amen. Praise God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together right now in your name, Lord. We want to ask that you allow all of us to decrease today, Lord, so that you can increase. Allow me to sit down, Lord, so that you can stand up. Simply just use me, Lord, as your instrument of instruction on this morning. And Lord, we praise you and we magnify your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised, you're worthy to be magnified, and you're worthy to be lifted up. And we pray these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord on this morning. It is truly a blessing once again to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. A blessing to be amongst the saints. Amen. It's a blessing to know that God is here today.
Amen.
Praise God. And I know God is here today because he said in his word that when two or more come together in his name, that he will be in the midst, that he will be in the middle. And if we are to believe what the word of God tells us, we are to believe every word that's in this book. Praise God. As the Bishop Misson, praise God, we have the radio ministry, and we call the radio ministry, it's uncensored. Praise God. And I always tell people, that don't mean you're going to hear some cussing. Or what you might think is cussing. You might hear that, what you might think is cussing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But really what uncensored means is it's the true and unadulterated word of the living God. It's not watered down. It's not sugar-coated. See, what we have to understand about the Word of God is medicine to our souls. It's medicine to our spirits. And when you go to the doctor gives you some medicine. Amen. Sometimes the medicine is thick. Sometimes it's bitter. The medicine is bitter. Praise God. And in some institutions, religious institutions today, they take the Word of God and they water it down. Amen. It's not as thick as it should be, or they sugarcoat it. Amen. So it won't be as bitter. Praise God. But sometimes the Word of God is thick. Sometimes the Word of God is bitter. We've all been to the hospital and the doctor has given us a pill that was too thick. Oh, how am I going to swallow that big old pill? I don't know how I'm going to get that down. Praise God. But if I were to change the chemical concept of this pill, of this medicine, it won't have the effect that it should have.
Amen.
Amen. In some cases, when you mess with the chemical composition, it actually makes it worse. Amen. When you tamper with, amen, the chemical composition of that medicine, the same thing goes with the Word of God. When you tamper with the Word of God, amen, it decreases the effect it should have. That's why we see so many people in mega churches, amen, and they're prospering in one area, but they're dying in another. They're alive in one area, but they're dead in another area because they're being given watered down word. Praise God. And that's just the truth. It's watered down. Hallelujah. Amen. And I would tell somebody on the street, it's not that dope you used to, that cheap dope. Hallelujah. That dope that's cut up, stepped on. That's how we say it in the streets. Amen. That's how we got to talk to them out there so they can get the understanding of what we're saying. Praise God. Because everybody don't go to the doctor and take medicine. Praise God. Everybody don't come to church and hear the Word of God and know the difference between a watered-down word and sugar-coated word and the true, authentic Word of God. Amen. So we say it's uncensored, hallelujah, because it's the truth. Amen. The Bible says the truth will make you free. See, it's a difference between being free and between being free indeed. Praise God, because you can be free. In other words, I like you mentioned, there was a man that was on the run for 2 years. He was free. Mm-hmm. He wasn't in prison, but he wasn't free indeed because people were still looking for him. Mm-hmm. Amen. So when we come to Christ, amen, with the truth makes us free indeed. In other words, I ain't got to worry about nobody coming up after me. I ain't got to worry about rumors and stuff like this coming behind me, chasing me down. Praise God, because I'm free indeed, because the truth has made me free. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And I was reading this a couple years ago, amen, and I noticed something about the scripture. I was studying the resurrection. I was doing something for Easter, and I was studying the resurrection of Christ, amen, and I noticed something that it says in St. John chapter 20, verse 1, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the tomb, and she seeing the stone taketh away from the tomb. Praise God. And it's caught my attention, praise God, because Mary Magdalene, I had a misconception growing up that Mary Magdalene had some kind of faith that the other disciples didn't have. Praise God. Then when she went to the tomb, she actually was going to see Jesus, that she believed that he had risen from the grave. Praise God, as he's predicted, as he said in many scriptures before. But then I come to find out she went down there to prepare the body. She bought some oils, amen, some incense. She was expecting the body to be in the same condition that they left it in. Mm-hmm. Praise God, hallelujah. But when she arrived, she seen this ain't the way we left it. The stone's been moved away. Praise God. And a lot of us, we have to understand our lives, they mirror Christ. Because we said we took on his name, we are Christians. We're going to have to suffer. We're going to have to go through something, but that don't mean we got to stay in it, because we supposed to go through it, not stay in it. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But a lot of us, we do this mentally. We go through it, and instead of continuing through the suffering and continuing through whatever trials and tribulations come our way, we stay stuck in it mentally. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We could physically be already out of the situation. Amen. We done already got that divorce. Praise God. We been done left that old job. Hallelujah. We don't even go to that church no more. But mentally, we still stuck in that suffering process. Praise God. People come and expect you to be stuck in the same thing they left you in. You ever not seen somebody for a while, and they when they do finally see you again, they expect you to be in the same predicament or the same situation you were in the last time I saw you. And that's what Mary Magdalene was basically doing. She was going to see Jesus, but she was going expecting him to be in the same situation, the same circumstances, she was expecting him to be in the same position that he was in the last time I saw you. The last time I saw you, you were wrapped in dead clothes. The last time I saw you, you were in the tomb. The last time I saw you, you were broke. The last time I saw you, you were in a storefront. Praise God. The last time I saw you, you were staying in an apartment. The last time I saw you, you were staying with somebody else. The last time I saw you, you were walking. Amen. And now that I've come to see you, amen, and I've actually come to help you out. I come to help make your life a little better, because I'm really expecting to find you the same way and in the same position and in the same place that I left you in. But when Mary Magdalene arrives at the tomb, she noticed this ain't the way I left it. Praise God. And I began to realize something about everything, that nothing really changed. Amen. I'm not saying that nothing changed as far as we didn't get salvation and Jesus didn't rise with the power in the hand. I mean, everything that was going on around Jesus was still going on once he rose from the grave. They were still talking about him. He was still the number one enemy of the state. They still wanted to know, well, if he is still alive, we need to fight him again and kill him again. Amen. Because he is still a threat. Ain't nothing changed. The disciples still don't believe. They still doubt. Praise God. After he done said everything that he said I was gonna do, it has come to pass. Y'all have seen it. Each and every time y'all seen it, y'all say, "Ooh, that truly is the Son of God right there." And then I do another miracle. There you go. "Ooh, you truly are the Son of God." And here it is again. I said, "Hey, I'm going to tear this temple down, and in 3 days I'm going to raise it back up." Mm-hmm. And then it's the third day, and they still don't believe. They're not coming down there to see the stone rolled away. See, they should have been going down there expecting to see the door open. Mm-hmm. But instead, she went down there, amen, expecting to see the stone still in front of the tomb. And then she gets down there, it's the first day of the week, which is Sunday morning. Amen. And the stone's been rolled away. And she can't believe it. So the Bible says in verse 2, then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid them. Now, if you come back to a place, amen, say you last time you saw somebody, they was doing real bad. They was in an apartment or and they was behind on their rent. You go to their apartment to see if they okay and they not living there no more. Instead of you assuming, well, maybe God has blessed them. Maybe Jesus opened up the windows of heaven, poured out a blessing. They haven't room enough to receive. Maybe they got a house now. Instead, they assume maybe they're homeless. They done lost everything. They done lost everything. And you run back and you tell people that I went back, amen, and I didn't see his wife there. Maybe they got a divorce. I don't know. Praise God. I didn't see the children there. Maybe they finally put them kids out. Them kids were bad. Praise God. They assume the worst. When the last time you probably saw them, that person probably said, hey, I trust God. My marriage is going to get better. Hey, I trust God. My health is going to get better. My living situation is going to get better. My mind and my soul is going to get better. I trust God that it's going to get better. But instead of you believing, well, maybe it got better, you just naturally assume it got worse, and you go tell other people it got worse. Praise God. And then they go running to see, I want to see what you see. That's what people do. Amen. That's how they get on the phone, they gossip about you, they talk about you. Blessing to see y'all, so blessing to see you. As soon as they, girl, let me tell you, they came to church today, girl, and they look like, I don't know where they got it from. They done lying and stealing from somebody. I don't know. Praise God. That's what they do. Well, that's what we do. We get together and we talk, and we say we not gossiping, but we only say it at the point out the fact that we gossiping, but don't let nobody know we gossiping. Praise God. We not gossiping. We just, you know, brother and sister talking about what happened in church today. Can we not do that? Praise God. Hallelujah. But the truth is, that's what we doing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Guilty as charged. Hallelujah. And what I like, we know John wrote this book. We know John is the other disciple. Well, we theologians and scholars, they say, hey, that's the other disciple is John. Notice the people always say, you know, they try to discredit the Bible and say it has a human factor to it. Man wrote it. But you can see, if you really look for the human factor, you can see the human factor. Now that's Peter. I'm John. You know, this ain't about me, but I'm going to say Peter ran down there to the scepter. She came and told Peter and the other disciples whom Jesus loved. That's a human factor right there, because I'm writing it. I'm not using my name, but I'm saying I'm the other disciple whom Jesus loved. Praise God. When we read 4, they say, then Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple came, and they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter. I got there first. I'm not going to say it like that, because this ain't about me, but I'm going to say the one who Jesus loved, he got there first. But see, even the human aspect does not affect the outcome of this scripture, because when they both, it don't matter who got there first, Jesus still wasn't there. They were still looking for him and they couldn't find him. And when we drop down to verse 8, it says, hallelujah, verse 10, it says, then the disciples went away again to their own home. So that the Peter and the other disciple, they had left. And Mary was still there crying and weeping, because this person ain't where I left them, and I don't know where they at. I don't know if somebody just took them. Amen. I don't know what's been happening, and that's what happens in our lives. Have you ever went looking for somebody and you ain't know where they were? You automatically thought the worst, and you became concerned about that person. Praise God. But you cared so much about that person that you looked until you found out what happened to this person. And sometimes we might be finding out that we're looking in the wrong place. That's the only reason why we can't find it. One scripture said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? I have elevated them from one level to another level. Amen. But you're still looking on the same level that they were on the last time you saw them. Praise God. Amen. And that's going to take place with a lot of people in here in our lives. People are going to come looking for us on one level when God has already elevated to us to another level. They're going to be surprised to see, amen, that when they come to 2501 Centennial, that Care Church may not be here no more, but it might be in that big building across the street. I'm just hypothetically speaking, amen. You could buy that building across the street. God is capable of doing anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for it over here, but I turn around and it's over there. But you can't come over here yet, though, because we still remodeling. Praise God. That's what Jesus said. Wait, you can't touch me yet. I have not yet ascended. Hallelujah to my Father. There's still some things going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm getting a little bit ahead. Hallelujah. But Jesus saw her weeping. Jesus was right there. Hallelujah. But she assumed that he was a gardener. Amen. Why did she assume? I know. Don't you know how Jesus looked? Hallelujah. You've been walking with him 3.5 years. Amen. Maybe longer. And you don't know how he looked. Praise God. The problem is he didn't look. Not only is he not where he was when you left him, he don't look like he looked when you left him. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Because when you left him, the only thing that was, they say they beat the skin off of him. That the only thing that was left on the body of Jesus was the blood of Jesus. They say they disfigured his jaw, his eyes was out of his socket. They had pulled out, amen, his joints out of place. They had put a crown of thorns around his head and pushed it in, so where now there are holes in his head, digging into his head, blood streaming down. All that should be dried up on him. He should look a horrible mess right now. Even if he was alive, how would he look? But he didn't look like he did when they left him. So since she is looking at him and didn't realize that's him, because you're not supposed to be looking as good as you're looking right now. Mm-hmm. Not the way I left you. Mm-hmm. The way I left you, amen, the way I left that marriage, amen, last time I seen y'all too, y'all should be, I don't know, in divorce court right now. I should have seen y'all on Judge Tola already, praise God. Hallelujah. The way I left you, I should have seen your kids on Scared Straight already. Praise God. Amen. But you're not looking the way you looked when I left you. You're not talking the way you talked when I left you. Praise God. And you're not in the place where I left you at. God has elevated you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the thing about... Hallelujah. See, this is our part right here. This is because I study the Lord's divinity as well as his humanity. And as us following in God's footsteps, we're going to have to, the Bible says, suffer for a little while. Praise God. And I mentioned earlier about mentally staying in that suffering stage. And how long? Yeah, we're going to have to suffer. Jesus suffered. I just described how he looked, but he didn't stay there. Amen. The tomb was rolled away. It was up for him to walk out of the tomb. Praise God. But some of us don't realize that that tomb has been rolled, the stone has been rolled away. And we're just sitting there. Amen. Praise God. Stuck in our situation, stuck in our tomb. Amen. When the Lord is saying, I have already suffered for you. When he died, before he died, he said something. He said, it's finished. It's finished means it's done. Amen. The tomb has already been rolled away. Amen. All you have to do is come forth. Remember he told Lazarus, come forth. Now, what if Lazarus would have just sat there and said, I can't come forth. I'm dead. I'm stuck in the situation I'm in. And you're telling me to walk out of this when I'm dead. But this is all going on in our heads. We're not physically dead. Amen. But our finances may be dead, and well, hey, look, I'm in this rut, and I'm just stuck in it. I'm just going. This is just the way it's going to be. Praise God. The ministries. Amen. I tell people all the time. You think your ministry start off like this? The Bible says your latter day will be greater than your former day, but you got to stick with it and watch it grow. Praise God. Amen. But some of us settle, and when we settle, we just sit there. We don't get up, even though the stone's been rolled away, and all we got to do is walk out of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like watching Divorce Court. I love watching Divorce Court because people been married 15, 20 years and I was watching one and the wife said, well, he left one night. He was gone at 2 o'clock in the morning and it turns out he was with another woman. He was cheating. And the judge told us, said, well, when did this happen? This happened about 6 months after we got married. Wait a minute. Y'all been married 15 years already. And you still stuck. You never walked out of the tomb. Praise God. Some of our children have grown up to be active members in society, but we still see them little bad children that gave us hell when they was in school. Praise God. But we can't look and see that they've excelled from that. Praise God. We can't look at our husbands and wives and see that they're on a different level because we still remember what they did. So we're still stuck there instead of walking out. Praise God. And the thing about it, didn't nothing really change in Jesus' life? They still doubt it because that's the whole reason why y'all here. Y'all didn't doubt I was going to get up. Praise God. I done walked through a wall. And here come Thomas like, nah, I just don't see it. I just don't believe it. Now you're looking at me and you see the holes in my hands, but they're still not good enough. Now you gotta feel it. I gotta feel it for myself. I gotta feel the tangibility of it myself. Praise God. I gotta see the papers on that house to make sure that's your house. Praise God. I gotta see the marriage license. I wanna make sure y'all married because y'all could be shacking now. So I need to see the marriage license. Y'all say y'all ran away and did this. Praise God. You say, amen, you didn't know nobody in that college to get your child into that school or get your child that job. We just doubt what we see. Praise God. And the Bible says we don't go by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. But when you look at it, we don't walk by faith or sight because we don't believe what God said he was going to do, and we don't believe what we actually seen God do. Praise God. They seen him walk on the water. Now, if you can walk on water, you can't come back from the grave. Praise God. If you seen people overcome when they was out there in the world, amen. One day I was down, next day I was back up. I got back up on my game. Praise God. But now that I'm saved, you think I'm just down and out for the count. Praise God. But if you believe what the word of God say, he say, I rose. Praise God. Hallelujah. What did he rise? He rose above, amen, a way of thinking. Praise God. He rose above it because the stuff around me not going to change. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not going to change. If I have a problem with my wife ain't going to change whatever problem I have until she getting ready to change that, if she ever think it's really a problem. So I can't change her. I can only change me. The same thing with me. She can't change me, praise God, but she can change her. Amen. Meaning, that's just, you ever met somebody? That's just the way he is, child. Gone. He ain't gone. That's just the way he is. Amen. And they're not excusing the way they are. They're saying, I can't do nothing about it. Amen. See, when we rise above that way of thinking, I can't do nothing about the high priest not liking me. I can't do nothing about the fact that Sunday when I was coming into the town, y'all was screaming Hosanna and oh Lord, we love you, and y'all waving palms, and then four, 5 days later, y'all standing up there talking about crucifying. Y'all just said y'all loved me when I got here, and now y'all want to kill me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yo, I couldn't wait. When I got the job, you couldn't wait for me to start and all this other stuff. Now I got the job and you treat me like crap on the job. Now I wish I never would have got the job. Hallelujah. When he came into the town, they loved him, but amen. After 4 days, they was ready to kill him. Praise God. Crucify him. See, this stuff didn't change in Jesus' life. Nothing changed in Jesus' life. Praise God, he walking with him. Now, what happened now? Well, you ain't hear about what happened. They killed him. They killed who? They killed Jesus. What? They did. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he said, I've risen above all that. Amen. And that's what we have to do. We have to rise above it. Because it's not going to change. We waiting on everybody. Well, how long are we going to wait on Donald Trump to to change. Praise God. How long are we going to wait on the boss at the job to change? Praise God. Hallelujah. How long are we going to wait on we waiting on stuff to change. Praise God. Amen. But God is waiting on you to change. He's waiting on us to change. Praise God. Because once we change, then we can walk around like Jesus did. He walked around. So many undeniable proofs. Hallelujah. Yeah. I went through, but I done rose above all of that. Amen. I done rose above y'all killing me, y'all talking about me, y'all mocking me, y'all spitting on me. Ain't nothing that changed. They looking for me right now. Ain't nothing changed. Praise God. But I have risen above it. I've risen above it so much that they can't get to me. I've risen above it so much that Thomas, you can't get to me. Hallelujah. Now you got to admit, amen, that's why I say I like to study the humanity of Jesus. If you was walking around with somebody like Thomas, wouldn't he get on your nerves? Everything I do, you doubting. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was some kind of camera trick. I don't know how he did it. It was some kind of camera trick. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. All I did was speak the word of God, and it came to pass. Praise God. But people don't want to believe it. Amen. When God starts, I have a friend in California. We always like talking about Illuminati and stuff like this. And he's always talking about, well, Steve Harvey got to be an Illuminati. He just got too much money. He got too many TV shows. I say just because he's blessed, he's got to be in the Illuminati. God could not have just blessed this man. Praise God. And I say if you keep talking like that, when God begins to bless you, guess what? You're going to look on YouTube and they go, oh, my Minister Ray is in the Illuminati. 10 things in his sermon that points that out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a gospel rapper also. I told him, I say, somebody can take one of my songs and pick it apart so quick and say, look, Illuminati right there. He's one of them enlightened ones. You got to watch him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's what people can't accept what God does. So when Jesus rose from the grave, amen, the first thought that everybody went to it. Somebody stole the body. The disciples were saying the Romans stole it. The Romans were saying, amen, that the disciples stole it. Everybody was saying the Jews stole it. The Gentiles stole it. Somebody stole it. Praise God. They never thought, well, maybe he just rose. Nah. I can see him thinking about it for a second. Maybe, well, nah, not even Peter and them believe this. He had to walk in on them, and that be the problem with us. Praise God. Amen. Because when we drop down to verse 19, it says, the same day, that evening being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto them. Hallelujah. Now, this is where it applies to us, the disciples. Praise God. Because we as disciples, it's the first day of the week. Hallelujah. We go through this every week. Every Sunday we come to church. Praise God. And what did Mary Magdalene do in the previous verse? Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, in every church across the country, what do the pastor do every Sunday morning? He comes and says, I've seen the Lord. He's spoken to me and told me to tell you these things. Praise God. And we hear what the pastor done said. Amen. Whether it be a male or a female or whether it be a child, whether it came through a song. Well, however the word came, we heard the word. But on that same day, the Bible says they were in a room with the doors shut in fear. Praise God. A lot of us do that. We come to church on Sunday morning. The pastor will preach a good word. I don't care, amen, if it's Creflo or TD or Page. Amen. Praise God. We hear the word. We shout. We run around. Run around the church. Church of God in Christ. I was ready. They get up and just start running for no reason. Pew! Run around the church. Praise God. But then that same evening, they locked inside. Even though they done heard the word of God. But they locked inside because it's real easy to be in the spirit while we in the church. Mm-hmm. Praise God. It's real easy to listen to the pastor and say amen. Praise God when we in the church. But what are we doing later on that day? Mm-hmm. Praise God. What mindset are we in later on that day? Praise God. Because just like Jesus' rose, have we risen? praise God, or we still stuck in our same mindsets, and we stay locked in the house in fear. Some people are scared. You know, some people scared to go outside. They say the best way for me to stay out of trouble is for me to stay in the house. If I stay in the house, I'll stay out of trouble. Praise God, because somebody might look at me the wrong way, and I end up cussing them out. Praise God, and then I got to go repent about that. Amen. Or some woman might pass by, and she might catch my eye, and I might happen to look with adultery in my eye, and here we go. Praise God, it's best that I just stay in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me, and I'm getting ready to wrap this up, because the Lord told me it's all about the power of confession. Amen. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And that word may in the original Greek translation don't mean like we say may, like it might happen. That word may means to have it to be allowed to be healed. It has to be allowed to be healed. And he says the confession, amen, is what helps us to be healed. See, we can't hold stuff in. Praise God. Just like we have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. The power of that confession gives us salvation. And so the power of us saying, hey, I need you to pray for me in this area. I need you to pray for me in that area. Praise God. But the problem with our confession is something like what I was saying earlier. Praise God. We don't want to confess because, you know, church people like to gossip. Praise God. Hallelujah. And certain people can't confess. I was telling Minister Ray, you can't go in church and confess. You know, I used to be a homemonger and a womanizer because then husbands would start holding on to their wives' hand. Well, you ain't going by him. A woman can't get up and testify. I used to be out there. I would give it up to any guy. No, come here, honey. Come here. You need to sit right here. Don't you go nowhere. Don't go nowhere near the new sister. No. Praise God. And because we make those confessions, people look at us through our confessions. Look at us through the sins we have committed. But the sin does not define who we are. Hallelujah. It just says that we slipped up. It just defined what we did. It does not define who we are. Remember when Jacob was born, even though the angel had told his mama, look, you are pregnant with two nations. Amen. And the younger one going to serve the older one's going to end up serving the younger one. And these going to be two mighty nations. Praise God. But instead of giving them a name of power, they call Jacob a heel. Jacob means heel because of something he did before he was, literally before he was even born. And he lived up to being a heel. He began to hustle this person and hustle that person. Amen. He got real prominent off of doing stuff the wrong way. Amen. Hustling and swindling and shysting and lying and manipulating. That's how he came up. Praise God. But he only did that because he was labeled a heel from when he was born. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of us live up to those labels. That somebody, you kissed the boy when you was 12. She fast. So she became fast. Praise God. Both of them little girls like him. He a little player. Oh, I'm a little player. Okay, so I'm going to be a little player because that's what we were labeled. Praise God. But the Bible tells us that we are children of the Most High God. And when we know who we are in Christ, who God thinks we are, it don't matter who you think I am. Your thoughts really, we think our thoughts count. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. But our thoughts don't count. Amen. What counts is what God thinks about us. And God says, whether you are Jew or Gentile, male or female, slave or enslaved, you are a child of the Most High God. And if you know that you are a child of the Most High God, then everything else falls in line. Once you change your mind with that, praise God, and you realize who you are, amen, then everything else changes. That's the whole point of repentance. If we say you need to repent, you need to turn from your wicked ways, but before I can turn from my wicked ways, I first have to change my mind about my wicked ways. Praise God. You know, for example, when I say change your mind about your wicked ways, somebody might say, well, he got 3-4 women. He should know that's wrong. But if he was raised in an environment where daddy had mama and he had a baby mama and he had a side chick, and this is my only example of what a man is, then this is what I think a man is supposed to do. And then you telling me scriptures, hey, look, Jacob had two women. Solomon, he had 1,000 women. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is where my mindset is. So I don't know that it's wrong because nobody has ever told me it was wrong. Praise God. And we just assume they know what they're doing is wrong. Amen. Because you know that it's wrong don't mean they know it's wrong. Praise God. There's a lot of stuff we do, we was doing that was wrong, and we found out as we was going along that this was wrong. Praise God. And we had to repent right then and there. Praise God. That's why Jesus said, I know what you've been told, but what do I tell you to do? I know you've been told that if Bishop Page, if he hits you, to hit him back. 2-4, 2-5, 4-9. But I say, if he hits you, turn the other cheek. What? Praise God. Hallelujah. That's not what I was taught. Praise God. I always say all the time, I was confused growing up as a child because I go to church and I heard that scripture, turn the other cheek. And then I get in a fight in school, and before my parents, uncles, aunts, before they ask me what the fight was about or anything like that, the first thing they want to know is, did you win? Did you win? But I thought I was supposed to turn the other cheek. Boy, you better learn how to fight. And my grandma even told me, if you get suspended for fighting, you better have won that fight. That's the only way you ain't going to get in trouble is if you win. I'm confused, praise God. And we have confused our children just like Jacob was confused. We have confused our children with the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus. Praise God, because that's what we teach our children. There's a fairy that brings you money when you lose your teeth. Praise God. But if you ask Grandpa will tell you, no, it ain't no fairy. I done lost all my teeth, and I had to pay to get more teeth, and ain't nobody reimbursed me for those teeth. Praise God. They'll teach us that a bunny lays eggs on Easter, and we got to go find the eggs that they done laid. Then you grow up and find out bunnies can't even lay eggs. Chickens lay eggs. Praise God. They tell us that there's a man that looked like he weighed 500 pounds, and he got a sleigh that with flying reindeer that don't have wings. They ain't got no wings, but they fly. Praise God. And he bring us gifts every Christmas. He come down the chimney. Even if you ain't got no chimney, you stay in an apartment. Amen. Praise God. But he comes down the chimney. Amen. And then on top of that, you tell me there was a man that came and he died for my sins, that he took all my sins away, and that I don't have to worry about sin in my life no more. And then slowly you start telling me, well, the Tooth Fairy ain't real, but the Easter Bunny ain't real, Santa Claus ain't real, but Jesus is real. But you expect me to believe the most unbelievable story now, after you have raised me to believe that all these other fictional characters was real. I have grouped Jesus in with Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy, and now you're telling me, praise God, that Jesus is real. He died, and he came back to life. 3 days later, he died, and he came back to life, and you expect me to believe that. Praise God. And I went through a period in my 20s where I was like, I just don't make no sense no more. Praise God. But that's all because that's a generational curse that the devil has put into the world. Because to us, we just having fun with the kids. We just having fun. Amen. But it's more than just having fun with the children. It's teaching them the right thing. So later on, all you're doing is planting seeds. And you want to make sure each one of those crops has a harvest in that child. So when you have planted the seed of Christ, you cannot plant tear. Because then they're going to pull it out. Remember he said if you pull the tear up, you're going to kill the wheat. And the Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, that's tear. And when you yank that up, you just yanked up Christ with it because I done grouped them all together. Praise God. I done grouped them all together. Amen. So just to wrap it up for today, praise God, we have to be able to rise above the world. Everything that's going on in the world, we have to rise above it. Where everybody else teaches their kids about Santa Claus, but we have to rise above it. The Bible says we are in the world and we are not up, but we are not of the world. Once Jesus rose above everything, nothing nobody else was doing was having any effect on him. Up until he rose, everything had an effect. Praise God. He was being thrown out of synagogues because if he didn't get out, they was going to kill him right quick, but it wasn't his time, so he had to hurry up and get out. Amen. And they came to him in the garden. They kissed him. They beat him. They mocked him. All this was affecting him, but once he rose, nothing that anybody did in the world could ever affect him again because he had risen above it. And once we rise above it, amen, that's when we're going to start, that's people going to start talking, oh, they act like they don't care no more. I don't understand. I just told them so-and-so said this, and they ain't even reacting to it. They don't even care about it. I just told them their child, amen, I remember my ex-wife came to me and said, you know, your youngest daughter say she gay, right? I said, okay. So you're not going to, you are preaching, you're not going to, hey, praise God, hallelujah. Everything, the seeds have been planted, praise God, hallelujah. People go through phases. People forget when they was a teenager, all the stuff they did, amen, they thought their parents thought, oh, this one ain't going to make it, amen, but we made it. So why don't we have the same kind of faith in our children that our grandparents and our parents had in us once we rise above it and realize there's a cycle, amen. Teenagers going to be teenagers. People going to experiment. You're going to hear all kind of stuff, amen, before you get to where God wants you to be, amen, till you rise above what the world say. Praise God. That's the way once they like that, you ain't going to be able to get it off of them. Praise God. You can't pray the gay away and all this other kind of stuff. Praise God. You got to rise above everything that the world is saying. Yeah. Praise God. Because once we rise above it, no matter what's going on, praise God. Can't nobody tell you they saw your husband down, so I saw your husband. Child, please. I ain't worried about what you... So you ain't going... No, because I'm going to rise above that, because that... You might have thought you saw his car, but when they made one Buick, they made two. They made 1,000. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And people are always looking to accuse you. The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. So somebody's always accusing. So once you arise above all the accusations and rise above everything somebody is saying about you, you can go to work and know them people at work talking about you. You can go to church and know them people that, there she go, that's the one I say she used to walk the corner, girl. She used to work that corner right down there. Praise God, hallelujah. And the men probably know, because remember, in the Bible, the men always, I wonder, do Jesus know what kind of woman this is? And when every time I read that, I always wonder, how do you know what kind of woman this is? You're talking about Jesus, he must not be a prophet, because he don't know that she, but how you know? Praise God, what kind of woman this is? Praise God. Hallelujah. But the whole thing is, he has risen above it. Mary Magdalene had to rise above who she used to be, because they didn't want to. One scripture says, amen, and Peter said, why would Jesus appear to you? Why would he appear to you? You're a woman. Why he didn't appear to me? I was there. John was there. He could have appeared to one of us, but he appeared to you. If she wouldn't have rose above what they were saying, she couldn't have come and did what the Lord told her to do. And as men and women of God, especially if you in ministry or trying to get in, our life period is a ministry. Praise God. And we have to rise above what's going on in the world for us to excel in Christ. Because unless we rise above that, we'll stay stagnant where we is. And it's like I say, it's mental. Once you rise above it mentally, you can know that she calling you out your name, and you can speak to her and tell her, God bless you, you have a blessed day. You can know that he plotting and revenge on you. You can tell him, hey, what you about to go do? Hurry up and do it. Hurry up or you change your mind now. Praise God. Do it quickly. Praise God. So let's begin to rise above our environment. And once we rise above it, then we can have that peace. He says, peace be unto you. Praise God. He says, I give you a peace, not the peace of the world, because the peace of the world, my wife got to be acting right. My kids got to be getting straight A's. Amen. And ease and conduct. Amen. I got to have a pocket full of money and a car and a house. That's the peace of the world. But if one of those things get out of line, then I'm jumping off of a of a building. I'm blowing my head off because I had the peace of the world. And now that I've lost one little piece of that peace, now I got to blow my brains out. But when I have the peace of God, I can say the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I can say that he must be testing me and trying me for something. I can say that all things are working together for my good because I love God and I called according to his purpose and he foreknew me. See, the rest of the scriptures say, for those that he foreknew and he predestined to conform to the image of Christ Jesus, meaning he knew me before and he has already predestined me to reach a certain destination in my life. That's why he told Jeremiah, you don't know the thoughts that I have towards you because you're too busy worried about the situation that you're going through where God must not love me because look what I'm going through. And not only that, you got some church people telling you God must not love you for what you're going through. Remember, that's how they did Job. I thought you was a good man, Job. Now look at what you're going through. But Job even told his wife, now you sound foolish. I was willing to put up with whatever you were saying, amen, about this, that, and the other, but now you telling me about God? No, now you a foolish woman. And now I'm on that, I can't have nothing to do with nobody that's telling me to blaspheme God. He is my creator. He is my supply. Amen. And matter of fact, if you go somewhere, he'll supply me with another one of you. That's how God is. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, that's how God is. So I'm not so much worried about you. So I have risen. He rose above her. Amen. He's one of the only men in the Bible that rose above his spouse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Adam ate the fruit. Praise God. Samson was one of the, oh my God, he was one of the dumbest men of God in the Bible. Now, she's just asking and poking, trying to find out where your strength is, and you finally tell her. Praise God. And now you're blinded and find yourself in a place. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's, like I say, it's both ways. Amen. I done seen women not go. I'm not going to church this Sunday because he's not going. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if I go to hell, you're going to go with me too. Praise God. So we have to be able to rise above that too. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to be able to rise above everything because when we rise above it and we realize God is in control. Amen, that everything is predestined before the foundations of the world, that everything is going to work out for my good because I'm called according to his purpose, and if I just believe in him and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not my righteousness, praise God, his righteousness, because it's right to me to slap you back if you slap me. That's right to me. Praise God. And I know we Christians and we ain't going to say it, but it's right to you. If somebody slap you, you go, Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. But your first instinct go, I had to catch myself. I almost slapped. Somebody said something to you. I almost cussed you out. You just don't know. Praise God. Because that's right to me. That's why he say seek his righteousness and pray for those who spitefully use you. Amen. So we just got to rise above the world, rise above what the world is saying and take on that peace of God. Because in the peace of God, I can lose this peace, that peace. I can lose all those pieces and still have the peace of God. Hallelujah. And I can walk around like Jesus did. Amen. After he rose again with doubt and people still hating and people still got unbelief and people still arguing, did it happen? Is he real? Da, da, da. All that kept going, but he kept walking and say, you know what? I ain't worried about that. It's time for me to ascend to my Father. I am on another level of spirituality. I am on another level mentally that y'all can't reach me on. So I'm not worried about that. Praise God. People talk about Trump, but Trump, one of the few presidents that we have elected that was him. Hallelujah. He was him. And a lot of politicians, they mad because I had to change who I was to get this position. But you just went in there being who you are and actually won the election just being you. Hallelujah. And the Republicans and Democrats can say what they want. Well, I don't like his policies. I don't like that he's a womanizer, but you got every prostitute number in your phone book, Senator. Praise God. But you don't like this, that, and the other thing about Trump. Amen. But you really just mad because he was himself. A lot of ministers, they was mad at Joel. We went to Joel's church by 6 months. They mad at Joel because Joel just being Joel. Well, you don't huff, you don't puff, you don't even come. You half time, you don't even come out of scripture. You come out of stuff happening in magazines and TV shows you done watched. He said, but that don't matter. You just mad because this man has the biggest congregation in the world, being him, not conforming to the images of this world. So once we rise above it and be us, amen, just be, well, see, when you rise above it, you can just be you. You can be you, and once you are being you, and God can you see, God can use you. He can't use who you're trying to be.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. He can't use who you're trying to be, but he can use you. So once you rise above what everybody else is thinking and just be you, then God can use you. And that purpose that God has in you can be fulfilled. It can come out because we have risen above the rest of the world and what the rest of the world is thinking. Praise God. So while we're talking about Trump, let's take a page, just that page, not all his pages, because we got to go through his book before we just take any page. Hallelujah. But that's with anybody. But this page here that Trump got, he was himself. He said what they asked him a question. He said something. 5 minutes later on the news, everybody, did you hear what Trump just said when they asked him that question? He gave a, for lack of a better, they were still using all this political language. He said exactly what was on his mind. He said exactly. He didn't give no. When we used to ask Obama a question, Obama would, well, I'm so glad you asked that question. And he dressed it up. And one time I watched it, I said, wait a minute. He never answered the question. Trump answered the question, we get mad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But at least he's being honest. So let's rise above what the world has to say about us, and let's just be who God created us to be, and then we can watch God use us in a mighty way. Praise God. Everybody have a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What a good word. Amen. Amen. We're going to rise above. Amen. We're trying to rise above. Amen. We're trying to rise above people. Rise above what everybody else is saying. Rise above what everybody else is doing. And be who God made us. And say the way, you do it the way God told you to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do it the way God told me to do it. I'm not going to try to copy it after you. I got to be me.
Amen.
So we need to be like that. So somebody, if someone today stuck in their mind, you know, he said, if you're stuck, and normally when you're stuck, that's when you look like you're having problems because you're stuck on something. It shows up on your face. You can tell when people are stuck.
I've been stuck.
Because it's on their face. You don't really need to ask no questions. They say, come on up here, you're stuck. Come on up, get it out. Come on up, let's pray over it. And get it right. Let's ask God to unstick me. Amen. I still been talking about, I said, I had ran into a wall, and I'm at a wall, so I'm stuck right now. I'm at a wall. I want to get through the wall. I need my breakthrough. What if I say I need to break through the wall? Amen. And so I've got to a place where I'm stuck.
Amen.
And so we can pray together if you're stuck. And we all can get through the other side.
Amen.
So if anybody just stuck on something bothering you, amen, that you can't, don't look like you can overcome it. Come on, Prevo, since you talked about it, we're going to let you pray. Amen. Because we all stuck.
Mm.
Amen. So we need to overcome. And from all of our ideas, I like something that he said, you know, we always think that everything got to be just right before we can move on with the Lord and that we can stick one another. If I don't do right, especially husband and wife, you know, if I don't do right, you stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go without me.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's going to be looking at you funny. Because, well, either I ain't treating you right or you ain't treating me right, whichever way it is. And so we want to stick one another over there. Well, I like that.
we're not stuck on that anymore. We're not going to be stuck there anymore. We're not going to be stuck holding each other back, trying to hold each other back. You know, I put some on myself. I don't mind you know, stuck, amen, in the name of Jesus. I just through your hand, amen. Amen. Stuck. Amen. Praise God. Come on, pray for us, Preco. Come on, Becky, let's hold our hands. We're getting unloose, but we've been stuck a long time. Come on.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just first come before you right now, Lord, to tell you thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our forgiveness, our mercy, and our grace that you renew to us every day, Lord. And Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, because we want to get unstuck, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to rise above the cares of this world. For you said that we are in this world, but we are not of this world, Lord. So help us to rise above our environment, rise above our predicament, Lord. Lord, help us to rise above ourselves and our own way of thinking, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to rise above any and everything that is going on around us, trying to hinder us from our walk with you. Hallelujah. Trying to hinder us from our spiritual prosperity. Trying to hinder us from our material prosperity, Lord. Anything that is trying to hinder us, Lord, allow us to rise above it, Lord. Let it no longer have effect on us, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us the peace. Your peace, Lord. Not the peace of this world, but the peace of God. Hallelujah. The peace of Yahweh. Hallelujah. The peace of Yeshua. The peace of Jesus Christ, Lord. Right now, Lord, let it manifest in our lives in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Let the peace be seen in us. Let us go back to that job tomorrow with your peace. Hallelujah. Let us walk out of this building today with your peace. Let us go home with your peace. Let us drive, Lord, and walk with your peace, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your peace stay with us, Lord. Hallelujah. Manifest in your Holy Spirit, which dwells inside of us, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, because we believe that it is so. You said in your word, whatever we so desire when we pray, to believe that we have received it, and we shall have it. And we believe right now that we have received it, Lord. We're not going to be stuck in our health problems. Hallelujah. We receive healing. We're not going to be stuck in our condemnation. Hallelujah. We receive deliverance, Lord. Hallelujah. We receive salvation. Hallelujah. We're not going to be stuck, hallelujah, Lord, in our poverty, Lord. Hallelujah. We receive your prosperity. We receive your wealth, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We receive your guidance, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. All our ourselves. And I promise you, we will move our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to rise above Help us to rise above public opinion. Help us to rise above our family's opinion. Help us to rise above our own opinion. And help us to see that we are your children of the Most High God. And Jesus said that we will also be called sons of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. For everything that you did on that cross, that blood that you shed for us, Lord. Hallelujah. The suffering and the pain that you went through. We thank you for it right now. We praise you for it right now. We magnify you for it right now. You are worthy to be worthy. You are worthy to be worthy. You are worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. We believe that when the praises go up, when the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Let it rain in our lives today. The blessings of your spirit, Lord. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We praise you right now. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. With a thousand tongues, we will not be able to praise you enough. Lord, we just love you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we appreciate for everything that you do in our lives. Hallelujah, Lord. And we receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything that you want to give us, we receive it right now. Hallelujah. We shout out those walls that block us right now. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Your word is praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now. Your word is Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. That's right. Praise is our currency. You know, when you buy something in a store, you give somebody money, then they give you what you pay for. That's praise. Hallelujah. We got to learn to praise God when we even got it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody enjoyed the word.
Amen.
We always
Amen.
Want to bless you, man.
Bless
the man of God for the word that came forth.
If you're not going to bring him, then just come bring yourself.
Whatever it is,
just come be present.
We always want to bless the man to make sure for his coming. They are in town, and we want to bless them.
Yeah, bless them.
And so that they can move ahead and get established here in Arlington.
Thank you.
And so that they can take root, they can get a home, they get them a home, get them a place. We always call that a temporary thing, you know. And so we're asking that everybody would bless them today. If the word has blessed you, be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for the word of God and the man of God that is brought forth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else want to give something? Amen.
No.
Yeah, y'all know what I always tell you. You always, if you don't give nothing, you ain't going to have nothing. I keep declaring that. So we'll see. You can get a harvest. So thank God for the word of God. Amen. If everybody's given. Okay. So we'll be back Wednesday night. Praise God.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Thank you.
You want to do Bible study Wednesday night, brother?
Sure. I'm just delighted.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Praise God. Amen. So we'll have a Bible study Wednesday night. We'll be here at 7 o'clock. And try to get a little early, but I know some people be working, amen. But we're going to have a Bible study Wednesday night, next week. What is that? We're going to be gone next week, Beth?
No, off of that. Still be here Wednesday night, going on more.
In the next Wednesday, amen. Let's stand so we be dismissed, amen. Any other announcement going forth today? Amen. Any other announcement? Praise God.